IKEA Audio and Story Warren present an unabridged recording of Ember Rising by S.D. Smith. Read for you by Joel Clarkson. For Dad and Mom. Iustus qui ambulat in simplicitate sua beatus post se filios derelinquit. Prologue. You've seen the ghost too? Prince Lander asked, edging near Massey as they slowed to pick their way through a tangled patch of brush.
The ghost, Your Highness.
Something's out there, Lander said, and it's hard to spot.
Don't give in to fearful fancy. It's probably nothing.
I'm not as experienced as you are, Lieutenant Massey, Lander said, but in my short life I've found it's almost never nothing. It's something. Monsters are real. I know that. Ghosts probably are too.
Just be ready with that sword, sir, Massey said. I'd wager our steel will find more than mist if this ghost attacks.
I'm ready. Whoever took my mother will answer for it.
Massey nodded. The two emerged through the tangled thicket, and their path was clear for a few minutes. They neither saw nor heard anything unusual. They hurried on. Massey ducked a dangling limb and emerged into another small clearing, slowing to examine tracks and allow the prince to catch up. He paused over a troubling set of footprints, again trying to determine what might have made such a mark. The prince drew near, breathing hard.
Are you all right, Your Highness?
I'm completely fine,
Lander managed to say between gasps.
Massey smiled. What do you make of these tracks? Our ghost?
Lander, still breathing hard, bent to examine the strange shapes.
It looks like a monster. But not the monsters we've seen.
Not the monsters we've seen, Massey mused, his brow wrinkled. If there's anything worse than the monsters you know, he began.
It's them you don't, Lander finished.
Are you scared? Massey asked.
Yes, Lander admitted. But I remember what Captain Blackstar told me. He said we have to keep loving what's on the other side of this fight, the other side of this rescue. And that will have to make us brave.
From The Wreck and Rise of Whitsun Mariner. Chapter 1. The Slave Who Sang. Heather closed her eyes, wincing as she lurched forward. Her uncle shoved her roughly toward the hangar at the far end of Morbin's lair.
Now you'll join the slaves, Garton Longtreader growled. You'll see what it means to defy Lord Morbin.
Barbed retorts formed in her mouth, but she swallowed them down.
I need to stay alive now.
Heather glanced back at the frenzied scene. Chaos reigned in Morbin Blackhawk's lair. A slave had sung a song of defiant beauty in the dark heart of the Prey Lord's kingdom. Lord Gurn was scouring the palace for her, for the slave who dared to defy them. For the slave who sang. Gurn didn't know who it was, nor did Morbin know the secret singer's name. But Heather knew. Heather had heard that voice 1,000 times. The singer was Sween Longtreader, her beloved mother.
Here,
Garton shouted, signaling for a waiting bird to stoop. Heather followed her uncle onto the raptor's back. At Garton's command, the eagle leapt free of the platform and dropped, descending into the pre-dawn darkness. Heather's heart was in her throat, both because of the sudden drop and because she feared for her mother. The bird extended his wings, caught a current of wind, and sailed forward through the vast area of uncountable trees. Heather saw by the light of perched torches that the trees were honeycombed with elaborate structures of various sizes and shapes. These all clung to the trees, dwellings nestled in the curve of huge limbs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?